Riparian laws are laws that are designed to be able to have people have bodies of water that may be off a main river system or something like that, which they actually are navigable. And people have changed those laws throughout the years. The King's Rule, of course, was a big part of that. With me today is Tom Bowler from the Iowa Bass Federation, the president of the Iowa Bass Federation. Tom, you've got some big goings on over in Iowa right now that impacts a lot of states.
Yes, we do.
Well, let's talk about exactly what's happening with the Mississippi River and what are some of the things you're fighting right now at the Federation level.
Well, actually, what's going on is the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has come down with a draft of an environmental impact statement and a comprehensive conservation plan. They're having some meetings in different people's areas all up and down the Mississippi River. I think it started into Davenport the first of the week, and it's going to end up in La Crosse the end of this week. So Monday night, I believe, is Lansing, Iowa, but make sure you check your local papers, because we just need everybody to go to this. What they're planning to do, and they're using the excuse that the recreational use of the river is disturbing the duck population, that it's making areas where they can't nest safely. It was really kind of interesting. They had a chart at a meeting I went to last night that showed the impact on the refuge areas from canoeists, jet skiers, bass boaters, duck hunters, commercial fishermen. They even had DNR boats on there, and they had U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on there. And they all had a percentage that they feel that they're damaging the backwaters by causing erosion from the wave action and the fluctuation of the water. Well, they also had down there the barges, and we all know that barges on the Mississippi River are a sacred cow to the feds, and it said zero. And so my question to them, pretty point blank, was, you've told us that you've set up on the hillsides, watching with binoculars, taking note of all these different people, whether it's your people or the public, that are using these areas and what impact they have. And when you came to barges, you say that there's no impact. Well, you're greatly mistaken. Maybe setting up on the hill, you're right. You didn't see any barges in the backwater, but if you want to go for a ride in my boat tomorrow, I'll take you into those refuges. And every barge that goes by on the Mississippi River will cause up to an 18-inch fluctuation in the water in the backwaters, just due to hydraulics.
Yeah, it sucks it right out of there.
And the other thing is, their partners in crime, the Corps of Engineers, this spring in this area, which is Pool 10 around the Prairie du Chien area, had the water raised 4 feet high for a month during the Canadian goose nesting season, and they probably flooded out 99% of the nests. They're going to protect the wildlife from us, but who's going to protect the wildlife from them? And then they just come up with all kinds of things. They're talking about having camping fees on beaches. They're talking about having national or federal permits for fishing tournaments. And I told them that, I just had a state tournament last weekend in this town, and I had to apply for 2 permits the way it was. And now I'm going to have to apply for 3. I said, that goes right along with this national paper saving program that they have, which is a good idea, but it don't work either. So we had a lot of comments. They're going to take large areas and make them electric trolling motors only with a 5-mile-an-hour speed limit. And I don't remember the gentleman's name, but this could be a quote if I had his name. And the reason for the speed limit, they're afraid of how large somebody's going to build a trolling motor. So I said, it looks like we're going to be looking at 150 horsepower trolling motors pretty soon, huh? So there's a lot of things that are in this. The 2 government agencies that control the river, the Corps of Engineers and the Fish and Wildlife Service, they don't work together now. And the other thing is the timeline. He stood up in front of us and said we had to January to react to this. Well, I pointed out to him that you just handed me out a pamphlet that said that if it was to be considered, all comments and concerns need to be received in the office by July 22nd, 2005. And I said, you need to explain to me what the 6-month difference is. He said, well, we've extended that to August 31st. And I said, okay, now I have 3 dates. Which one's right? What happened to the January date? So we don't have a lot of time to respond to this. You can go to iabass.com. We're going to have some more stuff being put on that shortly. I am working with not only the Iowa DNR, and I have a conservation man in my Bass Federation, but we're working with the federations from Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, and everybody who is adjacent to the Upper Mississippi River.
Well, you know what this does, Tom, and it's very simple. What it does is it privatizes water, and it makes it so no one can use it. And, you know, it's a public waterway, and we have to figure out a way to come to a compromise at this thing that meets everybody's best interest. You know, everybody wants to have nesting areas and all that kind of stuff, but if it's really not truly impacted by the recreational use, I mean, we're the ones that are paying the money to be able to get the things done.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And that question came up to a lot of people last night. That, I'm going to guess there were 150 people in the meeting last night, and that was just in the local area here, Prairie du Chien. I know Prairie du Chien, 6,000 people or something. So, but it's even the economic impact of these areas. And in fact, the other another question I asked him, it was kind of funny. I said, you know, I was about 10 minutes late, and I said, you know, I haven't heard one thing on Pool 10. And I said, this is Pool 10. Pool 10 is the livelihood of most of the people sitting in this room. Why aren't we talking about Pool 10? And they did come down with some economic studies, and my comment was, and I said, well, you know, I'm fairly close to that. I'll tell you what, I just had 140 fishermen in town last weekend. We dropped $75,000 hard cash into the community. And I said, that's not a multiplied fact. That's not a government survey from the ghettos of Washington, D.C. This is not something that somebody's dreamt up. I said, I can document it, and it's hard dollars, not multiplied dollars. I think they're using the ducks. You know, I don't know what, if there's a hidden agenda. I guess I haven't been able to detect it yet, besides just more bureaucracy. And they're using the ducks for the excuse. But like my statement before, you know, they're going to protect the ducks from us, but who's going to protect the ducks from them? And because of the barge traffic.
Well, one thing that comes to mind is I know the lock and dam systems are being looked at very strongly to be renovated or even removed and new ones put in. You know, motivations are funny at times, but when government agencies get involved, a lot of times you never know really what the true motivation is. But this impacts everybody, not just the people along the Mississippi River. It impacts everybody across the country. So I think most anglers, if they hear this program, need to get involved.
Yes, they definitely need to get involved. They need to get with their local. First of all, none of this can happen until their senators and legislators appropriate money. They need to. And hopefully we're going to feed some information for you guys to put on BassFad.com. And like I said, it'll be on the BASS website and then the IABASS website. We're trying to get as much information as we can, people to contact. In fact, last night I said one thing that I would like to have before I leave here. I says, you know, I want a list of the pecking order. I want to go from the bottom of the food chain to the top of the food chain, and I want to know all their names, addresses, emails, and phone numbers. Well, I didn't get that. I've got some people working on that, trying to get it so we can publish that. You have to get involved. That's all there is to it. That's the best thing I have. Check with your local newspaper. Find out if they're having meetings in your area up and down the Mississippi River. And basically, the area that these people cover are from the Twin Cities down to, I think it's south of Davenport. So I don't know what they're trying to do farther south. With the river down there, but this is the one that's going to be impacted the greatest.
Well, Tom, I appreciate you being with us. If there's anything we can do here at Bass Fan, you let us know. And again, the Iowa Bass Federation is a great place to get your information. Also from BASS and, of course, at BassFan.com, we'll be covering it as well. So, you know, let us know if there's anything we can do to help with getting the word out, and we'll surely do it.
Thank you very much, and that's the best thing all of us can do. So good talking to you.
And I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Army Radio.